Hey there, kids. It's me, Oni the Unicorn. And I'm here to tell you that f***ing your dreams ain't cheap. In fact, it costs a ton of cash to do. So that's why me and the Oh No Radio Show need your help. Just go to the website displayed below and hit us up with some cash, yo. $1, $5, $1 million if you have it to spare. Any amount is appreciated. Well, I gotta go because these dreams ain't gonna fuck themselves. See ya!
No!
No! God, please, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You are listening to the Oh No Radio Show.
Eat a bag of dicks.
On tonight's show, we get to hear all about Ty's trip to go see the Biscuit.
Yeah!
Back again for another edition of the Oh No Radio Show, and you know, it's me, the captain of your shit ship. My name is Owen, and for just right now, we've only got one more member of the crew, and that's just fine. We like a good
hey.
Duo show every once in a while, don't we, Ty?
I truly do enjoy it. Yes.
Yeah. So we got a little Lizard Wizard action, just me and the Lizard Wizard holding the shit ship down. And like I said, we've got some stuff to discuss with Ty going to see Limp Bizkit.
Let's talk about Mikey's betrayal of the show for hockey.
Yeah,
hey, hockey's great. I know you like hockey.
I'm a big fan.
I like hockey too.
I'm not a big fan.
As much as you guys.
Yeah. I get it though. I get it. This is
Where's Mikey?
He is off not seeing a hockey game. He is not off meeting players or anything of that nature. No. Mikey has gone down to Disney Springs to try and get himself a photograph with the illustrious, the greatest trophy in professional wrestling, Lord Stanley's Cup. So, you know, I can't blame him completely. I want a picture with Lord Stanley's Cup one day, and I think my dad has one. He went to the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto, got a picture with the cup.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody else I know in my family has one, but I kind of get it. And he was I could tell he felt he was going to do the show, right? And he felt conflicted because
this is at least three onions.
Well, we'll discuss onion count on this a little later. But yeah, no, he was all prepared because I guess his wife, who he was going to be rolling down there with, wanted to go too, and she got off work a little later than expected, so his hope was he would be done in time to go, you know, get back in time for the show. So that was, you know, he's like, he made me feel bad. He's like, oh, it's okay. She's just going to go on her own, and I'll do
She'll
the show.
She'll be by herself forever.
Yeah, and so it was more for, like, Janine and my love for her. Like, oh, come on. I'm not going to rob you. She gets the picture with the cup. She gets to do this thing. She's all alone.
The shitty part is he planned it. He planned it the whole time.
Maybe he did. Either way, it is me and you, and he should be back for the second segment. If there'll be hell to pay if he's not. So, we'll just start there. But before we get into what happened with you this particular week, I did want to say that I actually took you guys' advice, and I had a job interview on Monday, and I did not wear jeans, And I did, and I did wear the slacks, and I did wear the dress shoes, and the nice button-up tucked in. I actually did the thing, like a responsible adult.
Like a sort of professional human.
Yeah, as much as you're going to get probably from me, but I will say wearing dress clothes in Florida summer, it's not the best. It's not the best. Now, would I have been any cooler in a pair of jeans? No, not really. But, you know, when, like, at least with, like I've got everything tucked in, and, like, you're not as worried about, like, everything wrinkling and being all gross and stuff, right? Like, if
I think, like, I do like to dress up. You know I do.
Yeah, you
like,
do. Yeah.
I enjoy throwing a little thing on, whatever. It's cool. But it's true. In Florida, it's tough.
Like, it's tough. You can do it for a few months out of the year. And then you're good to go. But past that, like, we're deep into May now. Late May is not the time that you wear dress clothes to an interview. And of course, I couldn't find a parking spot anywhere near. And, like, you've got close to, like, a half a mile walk, you know, to go and, like.
Don't tell me you had sweat stains. No sweat stains.
I probably did. I mean, I don't know. I mean, by the time I got there, what am I going to do? I'm wearing what I'm wearing. Like, this is, it's not like I bring a backup change, do I? You know, so.
Right.
So anyway, interview went well. But one of the things that's been driving me nuts all week, of course, is. When in this situation, they tell you they're going to be making a decision fairly soon, right? About who is going to get this job. I know several other people that have applied, had their interviews. We're all asking each other kind of like, hey, you got a call yet? We're all trying to figure out, right? And no one to this point has, but you're constantly like, you're just constantly like waiting on that call. And I think it makes it worse, Ty, because I listen, like, I've been at home, so I've just been basically, like, doing chores around the house and listening to podcasts, right, as I'm doing these chores around the house. But every time there's, like, because I got my earbuds in, and every time that there's, like, that pause in a podcast where they're, like,
right.
And they have a thought, like, they have, like, a thought or something like that, and they're just thinking, and you think, like, oh, that's
checking
my phone.
Your phone.
That's my phone switching over because I'm getting a call. And it, yeah, just that has not been doing my anxiety any wonders all week. And yeah, and then you're also checking your email a bunch because if they don't call you to tell you you're getting the job, they're probably emailing you to tell you you didn't. So you're checking your email and you're just like, yeah. So I've been a little out of sorts this past week for obvious reasons.
I feel like I would recommend to smoke more, but it wouldn't be a good recommendation in your boat.
No, I don't think it would. I think it would honestly make things worse. I wouldn't put down the phone and that's all that would probably happen. But yeah, hopefully I get some news soon, good or bad, right? Like, cause that's the worst part is not 100% knowing. And not, knowing if maybe there's some other offer, like if there's some, you know, maybe it's not exactly the thing you went for, but there's some type of counter or something, like, right? So just like having things so up in the air, yeah, it's been a little bit like, you know, stressful. So I'm going to just try and enjoy the night here. I'm trying to, you know, have a couple claws. I got to get to work tomorrow. Hopefully I'll get some information on this whole Stanley Cup situation later down the road for Mikey.
I might be way behind in the times, but I finally tried a surf pack of claw. I was like genuinely back on the claw train. I mean, I always like it, but I don't like. It's not an every week thing. Like, I'll get it every now and then.
They got you with the marketing. They got you with the, ooh, that looks fancy. That looks different.
I was just looking at the flavors. I'm like, okay, give me that.
Yeah, it's not a bad pack. There's one in there that I feel like Claw does this to me with every pack. There's always one in there that is just like, I mean, I'll drink it, but I don't really like it. Type deal. I feel like I forget what flavor it is on the surf ones, but I've gotten those a few times, and they're pretty solid. I like that there's like a blueberry and something, but what is it?
I can't remember what any of them are anymore.
Well, it's a bunch of weird something. What's it like? acai, acai. How do you say that?
Acai.
Acai. Yeah, there's one with that. I still don't know really what that is. I know that I kind of like.
You've had them before, like the actual fruit.
I don't think I've ever had an acai.
They're kind of hard to eat, but they are delicious.
Are they? Like, why are they hard to eat? Do they have like a pit?
It's like a bunch of, think of like a cluster of like little grape-like things, okay. And it doesn't exactly have a pit, but there's. Fuck, it's hard to explain if you've never actually had one.
Do you have to like peel it or like how do you?
You do peel it. There's like a skin, but then underneath the fruit is weird. It's not like, you know, orange has its orange shape. This is like a bunch of little things that are stuck together.
almost like pomegranates. Like they have that shit in there with the little
kind of sort
little
of
bubbly things like that. Kinda.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of sort of like that.
Maybe they're in that same family, that same world. I don't know. We're talking fruit again here on the Ono Radio Show.
Now I'm second guessing myself, thinking I'm thinking about pomegranate.
Now I need to see what one looks like. Hang on, let me pull up. I need to Google it. I've never Googled. What does an acai look like?
Show me this acai plant.
Yes. Oh, it's off a palm of some description, used in a lot of juicing, it seems. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wow. Well, there's a lot of different. There's some on the vine here that are like just kind of like little berries. I think that's
maybe I am.
I think you're thinking of the wrong thing here. They look like when they're picked, they just kind of look like a blueberry.
I mean, I've drank plenty of it.
Yeah, they're. Yeah, they look like kind of like a blueberry type thing. I don't know. I'm confused. I feel like they're in the berry family, though. I feel like there's some berry tendencies. Speaking of fruits, though, you ever see that show Naked and Afraid?
I have. I didn't watch it, but I've seen a few episodes, yes.
So we watch that from time to time. It's kind of guilty pleasure in the background viewing. It's not like we can't miss an episode or something. They play it so many friggin' times. You'll see, you'll see whatever you need to see eventually. And they're all the same, you know, guy builds shelter, guy, yeah. You know, tries to kill a gator, you know, the guy gets sick on some berries he ate and shits in the woods, that type of thing. Well, this one
stays naked.
So this is one of their like super like, extra like badass like challenges. So it's like it's double the length, but there's like more people on it, and they separate them out into like different groups, and then they bring them all together. It's like Survivor, the next version of Survivor, for Christ's sake. But they don't give them challenges or anything like that. But yeah. Anyway, so they're out there, they're doing their thing, and this guy was smart. So the night before he went, he ate a crap ton of tomatoes purposely, like the whole like thing, bunch of tomatoes. And he's like, well, if I make it long enough, I'm gonna shit and all the tomato seeds, they pass through the human body. And this guy's like a biologist and knows about this shit, so he's like, I'm basically gonna go in with a belly full of tomato seeds, shit them out, and I might get tomatoes by the time I'm leaving there.
Did Did his efforts fruit a tomato plant?
I don't know. I don't know that they have yet, but the seeds have been planted, and I think there were like at least some sprouts coming up. You know, like it was
tomatoes grow fast.
Would you though? Okay, seriously. Like, I mean, why not? Right? Like, especially in that situation, would you grow your own shit? Would you eat your own shit tomato?
I've had this mental discussion with myself in the past.
Okay.
It's one of those things where I don't really, like, I understand where you came from, and I know I'm not eating my own shit. Like, I can understand this as a logical progression.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't bother us, because you are definitely not
eating
your
grown,
own shit.
Well, and everything's grown in some sort of shit to be like, really?
No,
like,
sure.
You know?
Yeah. So I would like to think that it doesn't bug me, but it does. It does a little bit.
like, I'd like to know it's not, yeah, not 100% my shit. I need, like...
But it's funny that we have this thought process. I mean, we're all okay with some cow shit that we're eating stuff out of.
Yeah.
That's delicious. Fuck yes.
That tomato
Give me that
rule.
Cow shit food.
Yeah, but...
But when we think about our own shit, it's like, oh my God, how could you...
But if it was like... But if you knew it was yours, or if you knew it was like your mom's, would it be worse?
Equally as weird.
I think it'd be worse. Like, at least because I know it's mine. You know, like, I feel like the other guys on that challenge, are they going to be
like,
that's
your baby tomato?
Yeah, are they like, if he's got tomatoes to share, and he's like, guys, check it out. Like, here's some tomatoes I got. Like, and they know. Do you think they're going to turn him down? I think they're eating the tomatoes.
Probably gonna eat the tomatoes.
I think they're gonna eat the tomatoes. If you're hungry enough, you'll eat the tomatoes.
Tomatoes are delicious.
But yeah, I didn't really know. I mean, not every plant you could do that with. I guess if you swallowed like a bunch of like pits for different fruits, but that would take years to grow, right? Like, so that's not going to do you any good. You're like, I think it's smart with a tomato because it might grow just fast enough for him to be able to harvest some, but
how long is the competition again?
I think this one is 40 something days.
Or is it as long as they can last?
No, it's not that one. That one's the alone one, which makes more sense too. Like, if you're doing the alone one, but that one's usually like in super cold climates. So I don't even know that you could grow, you know, those tomatoes, yeah. Right? And with this one,
well,
yeah,
the timing would have to be perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. Exactly. So with this, it's like, yeah, like, I think it's just enough time. But still, like, 45 days to grow a full tomato plant, like, it seems ambitious, right? I don't know that you can do that.
Nah. Yeah. I mean, they should fruit in about 5 to 6 weeks, so it's, like, right on the deadline, right?
Yeah, it's right on the deadline. But, hey, maybe that gets them through the finish line. Maybe that's what helps them do it. Mm. And if in a survival situation, if you did eat a lot of tomatoes the night before, try and plant them. Try and make, you know, like, say you're on the desert island now or lost in the wilderness, plant those tomatoes. Like, remember what's in your poop. Like, is there anything better that you could have eaten, swallowed a seed and had it, like,
something that produces quick?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it'd be fun to just throw some watermelon seeds in there just because.
That's gotta take some time though, right? Watermelon seeds.
A little bit.
Yeah. And they need a lot of water. They would need, yeah. For the size they are, how watery they are.
I don't think sunflower seeds would work. Even in the shell, I don't think it would make it out.
Certainly not the ones from 7-Eleven. You gotta eat like you gotta eat like the actual ones you plant that haven't been roasted and salted. I feel like the roasting process might not help with that whole. But if you did like just the ones that you plant and just swallowed a bunch of those, it might work.
Might work, maybe.
And then you get some sunflowers. That'd be fun. But it doesn't do. I mean, they get some seeds. They will get some seeds, but it takes a while for them to get seeds. And then all that work, and you just got a unsalted, unroasted sunflower seed.
You end up working even harder just to make some salt.
Just to have one handful of sunflower seeds.
Oh, that was banging.
That was worth it. That was worth every minute. There was an episode, actually, of that show Survivor. I mentioned it earlier, where it was more the game show one, right? Like, and on that one, they did, like, at some point, get, like, they won some challenge, and they got chickens, I want to say. They got, like, awarded a few chickens. And
yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Right. So, but then, like, it was like chickens and, because they knew, like, well, they're going to have to feed them. So it was like chickens and a bag of feed. And someone was smart enough to, like, take the bag of feed and realize, oh, shit, that's corn in there. And then they started throwing it in, and it was the type of corn that pops. So they were literally just, like, eating popcorn all the time and picking out, like, the burnt seed.
Hilarious.
But, like,
well
on...
done, Survivor contestant.
Yeah. Yeah. It always cracked me up because it's like, you know that that one producer was just like, fuck, like, how did I not know? It was the one type of corn, because there's only certain, it's not the one type, but only certain types of corn will pop like that. And the dude just happened to like, hey, let's see what happens when we throw it into the pan or whatever. And they were popping. He's like, fuck yes, this is awesome. So the whole
I mean, he was mad for a moment, but he's like, but this is great television.
Yeah. Because they were like, there's a bunch of them just chilling on the desert island. They're just eating popcorn. Like, it's something kind of bizarre, but think about that. You know, you find some corn in the wild, you might have little popcorn treats.
I mean, how long do you think about killing a chicken though?
Oh, like, it wasn't long. They definitely, one of them was laying eggs, so they didn't want to kill that, you know?
Don't kill, yeah.
I think
kill
they were,
the rooster?
I think they were more.
But then you don't get more chicken?
I think they were more, interested in the eggs than the killing. And I think they were that type of, I don't think they had a rooster. So it was, I think they did.
Oh, it was all hens? Yeah.
I think
let
so.
Them lay eggs.
I think
fuck
they
it.
Might have been. I don't know. I can't remember. I don't remember my survivor facts from 2002 or whatever it was. But no, Jeff Probst, he was there. You know, he's buddies with Dave Grohl. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl, yeah. Jeff Probst, just that's what they do. They hang out. They hang out. I imagine they get pretty high.
I hope so.
I think they probably Jeff Probst and Dave Grohl. They're getting high. Like Dave's just being Dave. I think they drink a lot of red wine, and then they like Dave probably like bashes on his drums for a while, and then what is Jeff Probst doing in over there?
What is he doing?
What is he doing? Right. Like is he rocking out? Is he just there? Awkwardly in the corner, just like, hey, that's Jeff Probst, you know?
Somehow like... he busts out a solo on a piano or synthesizer.
Oh, that'd be cool. That's a hit. Yeah, it's like a hidden skill. He pulls out the guitar from the closet.
He wasn't going to do it.
No.
He wasn't going to do it, but Dave was really in the groove, and you know what? Fuck it.
We don't know it, but Jeff Probst was in like an 80s new wave band that kicked fucking ass. And like yeah. It's like he's got that Ricky Gervais thing.
Undeniably good.
Well, Ricky, you know about that. I think we've played it on the show, right? When Ricky Gervais was in a new wave band back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did play it on the show.
I'm sure
we
played it on the show. It's pretty terrible. So I don't really want to revisit that right now, if I'm being honest. But
it's the kind of bad I enjoy, but it's still bad.
Well, speaking bad you enjoy, you went to where was this concert on Sunday?
Fucking hell.
Sunday?
Green Bay.
Green Bay, Wisconsin. All right.
Yes, sir.
And you saw Limp Bizkit headline, I'm guessing. Who else was playing?
Yeah, man. So it's funny how little I paid attention to like the actual bill. I remember looking at it, of course. So most of the opener, there was one like real poser bullshit opener. The first one, you could like look at them on stage, be like, they're all fucking and this is bad, but they are all fucking for sure. Like the whole band.
You know, it helps with like names for these types of things.
No, fuck that.
No, they weren't worthy of any of the brain space to
well
inform...
So my surprise hit though is Young Gravy, I believe is what it's called.
Young Gravy.
So I think it's like a TikTok thing. Mm-hmm. And I still don't even have a TikTok. I don't do
still
that.
Still don't know what it is, yeah.
I know what it is, but I definitely have never jumped on the TikTok train.
No, the quick gravy. You're like, you're still a little bit confused as to like, what is it that these guys are new or whatever?
whatever this Young Gravy dude, like, he kind of like, it was a banger. I mean, it was a white boy rapper.
Okay.
throw down some nasty, it was like ironic and funny, but in a good way, like in a decent taste.
All right.
And yeah, Limp Bizkit.
I could see Durst liking that, right? He's got the rapper vibe. He's got kind of like the sense of humor maybe about him. It's like he's into the young gravy, you know, the young gravy. And was he dressed as old man Durst the whole show?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Didn't take it off.
No, I mean he's definitely rocking. I think he does actually have like longer white hair now.
It's a wig. That's a wig.
I don't know anymore.
You don't know anymore.
Just rocking it.
If it's real, even more credit to him. Because
I felt like he was probably like having a receding hairline pretty bad for a while, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's got some sweet long white hair.
I'm pretty sure it's a wig. How did the set stand up tight? What was the audience like? I need the full lowdown on this Limp Bizkit concert.
It felt like an audience of broken dreams and mostly
lawn men.
Downtrodden.
A lot of lawn men or insect bug guys. A lot of those guys.
I couldn't tell if they were or weren't, but I guarantee they did. They were there. Yes. Yes.
They were there for sure. Yeah.
It's funny. Just because I haven't been to a lot of big shows in a while. Like, I've been to a couple, don't get me wrong. Tool was not long ago, but
yeah,
that's a different thing.
I'm going to the Limp Bizkit show over the Tool show. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure I am. No doubt.
I had a great time, man. They, like, he threw a little Backstreet Boys and Britney fucking, like, jams in there just as, like, segues and shit.
That's fun.
There was, like, random 90s heyday shit.
Does he have to pay, like, for that? He probably does, right? They probably have to pay for the rights to do that?
I guess when you think about it in the cover sense of it, like,
I don't know.
Band can do a cover and not have to pay for it.
There's a lot of, but it's if you're, there's still even gray areas there because there's if the songwriter, like, can absolutely.
I'm not saying no, because it makes sense
that they do
pay for it.
I think that if you're Fred Durst or, you know, Limp Bizkit, and you're using, like, little interludes, like, where you're covering and but playing, like, yeah, you said Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, like, songs.
Yeah, just
songs
like that, random clips of it, yeah.
But they're playing it, right? They're not just playing this. They're instrumentally playing it.
Both. There's, like, the clip and music at the same time. so if they're playing the clip, you have to pay for it.
Yeah, they have to be paying for that, which is, I don't know, that's interesting. It's smart of them because it fits.
But I think there's also like a time limit of samples before you have to pay for it.
All that shit's kind of a myth, man. It depends on the individual. Yeah. There's.
All I'm saying is, like, it was fun. It was cool. But I doubt Bizkit has a whole shit ton of money unless it's the same label and they got leeway.
It could be. And I think it's really smart, though, in general, for them to be doing that because it totally fits, like, that demographic of audience, right?
When it happened, I both smirked and I was like, okay.
Because, at like, back in the day, right, all that stuff was out at the same time. And even though people would have been like, oh, I listened to Britney Spears or something and clown on you, for instance, everyone knew every one of those songs, right? And even even the girls that were like, ew, Limp Bizkit, they knew Nookie, right? Like, everybody knew all there was crossover in between. It was back when music, like, was kind of a little bit more like that. Super MTV days. And I guess, yeah, it's even though it's the completely opposite audience, it's still the same audience because those people grew up, like, those people got married, those people that dude's married to the chick, you know, that like the Britney Spears songs. So they're going to the show together. Like, there's all sorts of ways you can play it in your head. But
it's also funny being as old as we are now, and I see a lot of dads and daughters at the show. And like daughters that are they really, do they know all the words of the Slim Biscuit shit you're playing right now?
I mean, a lot of them probably do. Like, they probably know, because dad plays it in the car, right?
I mean, it, like, watching other people just having the fucking ball time of their life. Not everybody there was that happy, don't get me wrong, but, like, but there's a couple people right near me that are, like,
stick it up your,
I tried to take videos of these characters because it was fun to watch, but it was so hard to capture, right? It made me mad.
Did they play all the hits, though? They played them all, right? They had to.
For the most part, I mean, it was it wasn't like a terribly long set. I think it was probably an hour and 40 minutes
That's
or so.
That's more than what it needs to be honest with you.
That's a lot of Biscuit, right?
That's a lot of Biscuit. Yeah. Give me, I'm good for a solid hour 20 of Biscuit.
There was also, like, they brought a kid up on stage. They have a big, like, sofa chair on the stage where, like, he starts out and blah, blah, blah. But I was like, this kid? This is a kid. He's, like, fucking six. How old is this kid?
And he's up there? Is it one of their kids? It's probably one of
No,
their
they
kids?
Brought him up from the audience. Fucking audience. And it made me laugh so hard that this, like, he was a little dude. He wasn't
was he
a
scared?
Teenager.
Was he scared?
I think he had a great time.
If I'm honest, if I was that kid, I would be terrified. Like, at that age, like, probably even now, like, I'd still be terrified. Like, I don't know if I want to be up here right now. Like, I don't know. I'm up here with Durst and stuff. I don't know.
Hanging out,
I guess. Like, why am I here?
There were a lot of people in great apparel, too. You saw the pictures, right? Like,
Did you get a lot of backwards red hats?
Not really.
No,
surprisingly.
See, I couldn't pick them out. I saw a few very Dursty outfits in the background of some of your photos. Yeah. But I didn't catch any. I was disappointed I didn't see any backwards red caps.
I sort of was expecting to see the pit just be full of them, but no, not really, man.
But,
not really.
But you did end up getting a picture with Fred Durst.
Yes.
And so how does that come about? How do you end up getting a picture with Fred Durst?
Well, we were in the smoking pit in between, you know, in between openers, and he was telling me about the last couple of hotels that they stayed in that were actually way better than you'd think for, like, a motel. But still, like, it was cool. We talked for a little bit.
He was just in there hanging out with fans?
Yeah, he was in the smoking pit, man.
Just hanging out? Okay, all right. I didn't expect that answer. I didn't expect that answer, and I feel like you're kind of lying, but that's fine.
I think I saw him with, like, a cardboard sign for the parking, like, as I was coming in. And, you know, he was trying to get that $20, but
make an extra couple bucks. Why not?
Why not?
He's got to pay for those Britney Spears songs. You know, how else do you do it?
I did have a good time. It was a weird. My friend reached out to me. He was just like, hey, you want to go to fucking Limp Bizkit on Sunday? I was like.
He bought your ticket?
I bought his ticket. It was his birthday, and he didn't ask for it. I just decided, I was like, fuck it, fine.
Fair enough. You know what I think it is time for, though? Wonderful. I love hearing the details, but I do think it is time that we bring forth the clips.
Clips! Clips! You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know we want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips! You know we got them, baby. Clips!
Yeah, Clips is the time of the show. We take a look at all the random stuff that our good buddy Tom finds on the internet. Let's see if I pulled him correctly this week. It worked for me earlier, so I feel like we're going to be good. We're going to have these work. This
going to happen.
And how appropriate, because last week the audio did not work. This week, first clip is called, Are You Listening?
All right.
Hey.
We seem to be having a little problem with listening and following directions.
All right, so we've got a pretty hot teacher here in front of the class. What do you think? 70s? It's the 70s.
They could be even younger than
could
this.
Could be earlier. Could be.
60s?
Texas. Yeah. I like how this is from the Texas Archive of the Moving Image. It's branded on this thing. So it seems like she's basically scolding her class for being little shits.
I wonder, just scold me more.
Yeah, baby.
All right, now. We seem to be having a little problem with listening and following directions. Let's play a little game.
Okay.
Let's pretend that I'm a mouth and you are all ears.
Whoa, girl. this is not having the intended effect, I believe, on me. And I want her to give me directions. And
do you have a boner? I have a boner.
I'm getting close.
And good morning, children. How are you today?
Whoa, hang on. Now that boner killer gonna go to, yeah.
My boner shrank for a moment and now has gotten bigger.
Now it's just a weirder boner. Yeah.
Right.
So the teacher has now turned into a giant puppet set of lips, and the ears, all the children have turned into ears in the classroom. That's the most frightening part.
That's good. Now, here's what we'll do today. We're going to find out how important it is to listen and follow direction. Now, I am going to give you a direction. If you want to go to the zoo, you must wiggle your ears.
Well, that's just wiggling all of their bodies.
Yeah.
Oh, look, they want to go to the zoo.
Seems like a mixed crowd.
I don't know. If I was that teacher, I'm like, well, you don't seem that like enthusiastic about going to the zoo. We're not going to the fucking zoo.
You could wiggle more.
Yeah,
kids.
They could definitely. Jesus. Put the whole trip to the zoo together, you little shits. All right, they're off to the zoo. The mouth and the ears. All right. Not sure that taught me anything if I'm a child, other than, I know it's supposed to teach me to listen, but it just taught me to wiggle, and my teacher's a mouth, and I can wiggle if I want to go to the zoo. So that's what I learned from it.
Life lessons.
Yeah. All right. This is called Coffee Bitches.
Oh. You have one new voice message. To play your messages, press 1. New message.
So,
that dude has, well, it's like a face, neck, no transition.
I like this guy already. He's got such a shitty goatee that I like him. So that's part of it. So it's a dude with a bunch of coffee. And he's walking down the street, but there's these really tough people in the alley seemingly getting in the way of where he's going with this coffee. Seemingly, but I don't know.
Are they in a band?
Maybe. They look like they're in
new
a band.
Message.
He just threw the coffee. Oh. They're like the coffee gang, I think. That guy was just like, hey, I'll pour coffee all over me in a music video. And then and then this chick's like, I like coffee. I'll suck your dick for some coffee.
Get that coffee.
Oh, yeah. They're filling up on Super Soaker. Coffee now.
Yeah.
They're throwing cups of coffee all over each other. This bitch has got a goddamn Super Soaker full of coffee. She's pretty hot.
She makes me pretty, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. Oh, yeah, pump it.
Get it.
Is that really funny? It's okay. I don't...
It got weird.
Okay. That part's good. Was this all an excuse just to get this chick to do weird shit with coffee and shake her ass? Because I think I might have figured it out just now. That these loser dudes found this chick and she's like, I love to be in your music video and I'll do anything. And then they're like, yeah.
It kind of jams though, whatever.
Dirty coffee, bitch. Now, Ty, you're a man of the movie making type, right? Do you think they used real coffee in these scenes, or do you think that they faked the coffee? And how would they fake the coffee?
There's a couple different answers to this, but in all honesty, judging by the video, they probably used real coffee. It just wasn't hot.
Yeah, they maybe diluted it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It's probably the cheapest way to actually achieve the effect, actually, is to actually use the real thing in this situation.
I mean, you can use some, like, food coloring stuff that can make it get close, but for coffee, as cheap as you can get shitty coffee for?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's just... get some Folgers, make a bunch, and then let it cool down, and then you got your coffee. Like, it's probably cheaper to do that than the food coloring.
It just makes more sense in the long run.
Yeah,
I mean, and you get a pretty you get a pretty decent return from a just a full cup of coffee or pot of coffee. Get a girl.
I'm underwhelmed, kind of. I still don't know why this exists. But okay, that's...
I mean, coffee bitches.
Coffee bitches. Next clip, it's called I Like Meat.
Hi.
Me too.
My name is Grandma, and I like all kinds of meat. Well, I like chicken.
I like chicken. Grandma's cute. I like grandma. I'm going to let grandma, tell us about what meat she likes.
Chicken is finger licking.
Yep.
I like ham. I like ham. Hot damn. I like pork. Well, I guess people do from New York like pork.
Yeah. I think she's the biggest fan of the beef, if I were to guess.
You got it paused on a tongue swipe there. It's great.
Yeah. Well, she's hungry. She's thinking about all the meat.
Thinking about that beef.
Yeah.
And I like bacon.
Yeah.
Ooh, the world is shaking.
Yeah.
Because I like my bacon. And I like... turkey. Oh, it makes me feel perky. I guess that's all. I've told my story.
Yeah.
And I'll stand tall.
Oh, what? What?
Oh,
what?
I'm in heaven. This is Ragu.
That was Ragu at the end there.
Yo. So that got weird in the best way. Yes.
She ate some ragu at the end. Okay. That was something. That was something. We'll move over to, we all know Kobayashi, the famous hot dog Japanese eating man. I remember this. We might have played this on the show, but it's worth the revisit. This is when he took on a bear eating hot dogs. Remember
Kobayashi!
This?
Kobayashi!
Remember this time?
I want to see the bear.
And now introducing to my right, his opponent, the Beast. He descends from Kodiak Island, Alaska, fully erect, This beast stands over 8 feet tall and weighs in tonight at 1,089 pounds. He can digest over 60 pounds of food in a 24-hour period.
Yeah, this shit was on Fox. They have Kobayashi, the famous world competitive eater. And he's taking this seriously, too. He's eyeing up the bear like, I could take him. Yeah. I could take him.
Yeah. Just as the...
They let this bear out of a cage. The bear ultimate is walking in like a ring now.
Meet the beast, the Alaskan Cruncher!
Now, again, the contest begins as soon as the bear eats the first hot dog.
Okay, there he goes.
And it is
contest
underway.
Is on.
There we go. And there's Kobayashi using his technique. He breaks them in half, and he puts as many as he can. As well, the bear is going for it as well. Look at that, Mike.
No hands for the bear.
You know what? Pretty close so far. Pretty close.
So far, it's pretty competitive.
Yeah. Look at him staring at the bear. Look at Kobayashi watching his opponent. Now, I wonder if it's the same feeling when he's in a competition with a human being.
Steve, I got to tell you something. When the bear came out, I saw a flash of fear for a second in Kobayashi's eyes because he's never faced a competition like this. It's unbelievable.
See how casual the bear is. Now look at how many hot dogs Kobayashi has left. I don't see.
See, it was a better time back then. This is what we were doing, you know, with our TV. Like none of this real serious stuff, right? We're just gonna on major network television have a man challenge a bear to a fucking hot dog eating contest.
How? Beat this bear.
You gotta remember, Kobayashi is an eating machine.
And how they've told the commentators, too, to, like, treat it like a real sports event. Like, that's the best part.
Formula down where he
he's
just
getting
goes,
wasted right now.
Break,
like,
he's steady.
Yes. Right. And he also, as you can see, Michael, he has bear. Water.
The bear has taken a significant lead by this point.
And it helps him digest the hot dogs.
Well, Kobayashi is the greatest professional eater in the world. He's got this eating technique
but he's not a
down
bear.
To a science.
It's 1 minute into the competition now. Kobayashi is doing very well. The bear is scooping them up. But, you know, obviously it's got a very different approach to eating.
But see, he looks away and he takes a break because he doesn't know it's a competition. He's just a natural eating machine. And he'll take a break, look away, look at the lights, look at our cameramen, while Kobayashi never stops. You can see that dish.
I mean, yeah, you do have to give it to Kobayashi, too. Like,
he's trying hard.
It is impressive.
He's going down in front of Kobayashi.
And look how skinny Kobayashi is, and look at the size of the bear.
You know, I was really impressed when Kobayashi first came out. He's in great shape. You can tell he's an athlete. He's got great biceps, and he came out with a small stomach. He won't leave with one, but he's a fabulous
commentary
looking athlete.
2 minutes into the competition, Kobayashi is watching that bear like a hawk. That bear is definitely going through the hot dogs, Michael. He's making a strong lead.
Making a dent in that dish.
He is. And I cannot count them from the angle that I'm at right now, but I would say he is in the lead. It looks like.
Yeah, you'd say, come on.
We're going to have a winner very shortly. The bear is now looking at Kobayashi, if you believe that.
Exactly. He's being distracted, and this is what Kobayashi is counting on. But Kobayashi hasn't missed a beat. There's only a few.
The bear has only maybe 6-7 hot dogs left, and there it goes.
Oh, my God.
There's only 3 hot dogs left. There's only 3 hot dogs left. Kobayashi has got to be panicking. There's only 2 hot dogs left.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
He's down to last.
Kobayashi must know. That's it.
This is
and that is it. Oh. We have a winner. The bear, the beast, has won.
The Alaskan Cruncher is our new champion.
Yes.
The Alaskan Cruncher.
Yeah, let's put this back on TV, please. Let's put this back on TV. Like, just every week, a bear with a different food product and a different guy, and then we'll see who can do it the best.
It's pretty great. I'm thoroughly entertained.
Me too. I don't know what this one is at all. It just says snappy, scary skeletons. So we'll look at it.
Oh! Snip, snap!
Okay. trying to find words to describe this. Pretty hard.
This seems like methy Bollywood.
Yeah. Obviously, you hear the song, but there's some toy skeleton things, and there's a dude singing a song. I guess I don't know.
Oh, Schnappi ist so verletzlich. Denn wenn ich schnapp, den fress ich. ich, zum Schnappen bin ich immer bereit. Schnipp, schnapp, Himmel ab, hab mich schnappenderweise auf aus diesem...
I feel like this is Russian propaganda or something. I don't know what's happening. It's definitely not in English.
It's still pretty good, though.
It is, yeah, it's pretty good.
Scheiß, I'm afraid of... Schnie, schnapp, schnappi, 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 schnapp. Oh, ba-ba-da-bop.
I think, is that a toy, just snappy skeletons?
Schnee, schnapp, schnappi,
schnappi, schnappi,
schnapp,
look up snap.
Nope.
All right, I'll look it up. I think it's like the way it was spelled here is S-C-H-N-A-P-P-I. Schnappy. Like
oh,
that.
Oh, snappy.
Look, like, see if there's snappy skeletons. I'm trying to look it up right now. We'll see. Because I feel like this is one of those, like, actual, like,
it's a product.
Like, yeah, it is a pro. Is it a product? I think it is. I think it is. Snappy, scary skeletons. There's a lot of stuff coming through. I don't know. We're going to have to look this up, but I want one. And because it's pretty cool.
Schnapp, gip up. Schnibbly bop bop. Schnibbly bop.
It looks like one of those things that you'd buy at like a Spirit Halloween, almost like one of those like, you know, skeletons that go like on your door. Like it's kind of like that, but small and in a toy. But, yeah. And he shakes around. He's like a pirate skeleton because he's got like the wheel behind him and shit. There's a lot going on there. So yeah.
I like it.
I like it too. Well, not you again, even though you're hot. We got one last clip, and it's called Make My Bubs Bounce. And I did happen to see a little bit of this one, and I don't think you're going to be... I didn't watch the whole thing, trust me, but I don't think you're going to be disappointed today.
All right.
Bub Bubs.
Make my bub bubs bounce. Just make my bub bubs bounce. Come and make my bub bubs bounce. Come and make my bub bubs bounce. Make it bounce now.
So this lady's pregnant, right?
Right now.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I feel like this is so... I feel like this is another Tim and Eric clip that we don't know is a Tim and Eric clip. This happens all the time.
I don't care, though. This is great. Yeah.
Gonna make your butt bomb bounce.
Yeah, so she's trying to get all her male suitors, this pregnant chick in a bubble chair. She's trying to get all them to make her bub bubs bounce, and they're trying to make her bub bubs bounce. And when they don't, she's got like a lever, and it sends them into the lava. See?
Gonna make your bub bombs bounce. Here I'm come.
Damn.
No, she don't want no part of that.
I'll make your bub bubs bounce. I'll make your bub bubs
all right.
Bounce.
This guy just
Let's
came on
go.
A parachute.
That's the bub bubs guy?
I think so. Yeah, she's into him.
I am surprised. This is awesome.
Yeah, this is clearly what? Tim and Eric. This is clearly something what? With Tim and Eric.
Make a bounce now.
There's blood babies he's dancing with in the womb. What?
It's so stupid. Clearly.
He did make her bubbubs bounce, all right. I guess.
He did. But, yeah, sorry, that was underwhelming. That was
cool. Clips! Clips! You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips! You know we got him, baby. Clips.
Yeah, that was Clips. That was a thing that we did. I
feel good about it.
I feel like I needed to vet that last one a little further. And I feel like I've let you down, but that's okay. That's okay. Because we got more show this evening. And Mikey said that he would be around for approximately exactly the time that we're coming back from we call it on Twitch a break, but of course it'll be the end of the show for you this week, folks, if you're listening on Friday. But that doesn't mean that that's it completely, because you do get 2.0 every single Sunday. I try and put them out like so that they're timed. They come out to you on Sundays. It's making things more palatable, making things easier for us, and hopefully making things easier for you. Before we get going, we were talking just a second ago about, like, it reminded me that, you know, what was it called? The skeleton thing? The snappy,
scary,
the snappy, scary skeleton thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it reminds me of, like, all those dumb novelty toys that used to exist when we were, like, I'm sure they still do, but not as much, right? Like, I feel like, okay, work with me here. Say you're like on at a flea market. There used to always be a guy selling, and they were so stupid, but it was the invisible dog leash. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you remember what I'm talking about? And it was like, it was like a piece of metal wire, what they put inside a leash. And then at the end, it was like, you know, where the dog's neck would be. And then you walked around. It's like, it was like a stupid gag gift. Like you're invisible.
Walking my invisible dog like an asshole over here.
But like, you'd see people with them and doing it. And
I don't know if I ever witnessed that.
No, I'm gonna ask Mike, because it might be a Florida.
Like, I've seen those.
It might
before.
Be, a, but it might be a Florida about. Thing. It might be a Florida thing. We might have been at some like shitty Daytona Pier or something like that, where they were for sale and like people were actually had them and were actually using them. I wonder. Yeah, I wonder if anybody out there knows about that. We've got a voicemail from our good buddy Benny. It wouldn't be a show these days without a voicemail from Benny. So we'll take that when we get back from the little bit of a break. I got a couple things I want to talk about. I want to talk about how or just parents letting kids listen to their music in cars. All right, like we're gonna have a conversation about that. Okay. You wanted to talk about Instagram advertising. I actually want to talk about Uber Eats advertising, and that should be enough for you to stick around. And with that, we do have a special segment Mikey prepared of Punishment Fits the Crime. So we will hopefully. Well, we'll see how it goes. It is Mikey, you know. Let's be real here, Ty. You know, this is Mikey. I don't think he probably has anything planned. This is probably going to be off the top of the dome, if I'm just guessing, you know. But who knows?
It'll be great.
Oh, I don't think I can
Chibi
play that.
Chunga.
I don't think I can play that, actually. Can I play that? Maybe I can. I don't know. Nope, I don't think I can play that.
I don't know what it is, but don't do it.
It's fine. We're going to take a little bit of a breather. Again, if you're listening on the podcast, make sure to listen on the Twitch. You can get the whole thing there. Twitch.tv/ONRSLive. You can also participate with the show. You can also find our clips. We post up little clips from the live broadcast throughout the week. And we throw those on our YouTube. Just look for Oh No Media. That being said, we're going to take a break. Donate to us on Patreon. We love you. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We'll call it about 10:15. Stay tuned on the podcast for Ono 2.0 on Sunday. And Ty, what do we say when we get out of here for the first show of the week?